This year's Nobel Peace Prize was awarded to the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons, or ICAN, which, true to its name, campaigns to abolish nuclear weapons. As NPR's Camila Domonoske reports, the prize sends a message to the world's nuclear powers.
ICAN spent the past decade promoting a treaty that would ban all nuclear weapons. This summer, more than 100 countries voted to adopt that treaty, but the world's nuclear powers were not among them. Berit Reiss-Andersen, the chair of the Norwegian Nobel Committee, said this year's prize sends a signal to countries with nuclear weapons.
The message is that this year's Peace Prize is definitely an encouragement to them
to continue to negotiate toward a nuclear-free world. Asked if this was a kick in the leg to the Trump administration, she said,
"We're not kicking anybody's leg with this prize. We are giving great encouragement, and we also want to help ICAN and focus on the extremely serious problem that the world is facing."
Encouragement. Help. But some people heard a reproach.
I think that the awarding of the prize to ICAN was very much a rebuke to the nuclear weapon states.
Ira Helfand is the co-president of the International Physicians for the Prevention of Nuclear War. The group won a Nobel Peace Prize in 1985 for its work on nuclear disarmament, then launched the campaign that became ICAN, a global coalition of hundreds of groups. That means they've sort of won the Peace Prize again.
I don't know if that is a tribute to our perseverance or an indictment of our failure to get the job done over the last 32 years.
The Nobel Committee praised ICAN for giving new vigor to that long-standing effort. Beatrice Finn, the executive director of ICAN, told the Nobel Committee that the prize, quote, means everything.
You know, we're a small organization and we have a lot of organizations that are members but have worked with little resources and kind of ignored by mainstream media. So I think this will mean the world to us.
In a statement, ICAN said the award comes at a time of, quote, great global tension when the specter of nuclear conflict looms large once more. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.